The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
How is your Days of Unleavened Bread coming along? We're in day five. I grew up in upstate New York, and they would say, "How you doing?" Are we in the world yet still? This Monday, most people will be at work, working in the world. At sunset, Sunday night, to sunset, Monday night, is the last day of unleavened bread. I saw a bumper sticker on the way to church, and it said, "What? I got up and got dressed and ready. What more do you want?" I laughed. Sandy and I laughed. If you'll turn to Leviticus 23, verse 1, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, this is what you're going to do. Verse 2, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." Verse 3 talks about the Sabbath day and keeping that holy. And verse 4, it says, "These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." Verse 5, "In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover." Verse 6, "And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." Verse 7, "The first day you shall have a holy convocation." And the last part of verse 8, "And the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein." If you'll turn to Hebrews 10, verse 12, it says, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Verse 14, "For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified." Verse 16, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." Do we have God's laws in our hearts and our minds daily? Jesus Christ shows us a new and living way of how to live, which He, Jesus Christ, has consecrated for us. Am I living with Jesus Christ in a new and living way by which Jesus Christ has consecrated for each one of us with His blood and with His body? Am I allowing Jesus Christ to penetrate through me in a new and living way as He directs His people through another holy day season, starting with Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days? In 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6, if you'll keep your marker there, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6 says, "Your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Know you not that a little sin can spread through the whole lump, can spread through the whole church if allowed to exist? You know, as I water my grass, water my lawn, I am feeding my lawn life essentials ingredients." If you'll turn to John 6, 33. You know, you remember the Hostess Bread Company? They used to make this Wonder Bread with red, blue, and yellow dots all over the bag. Remember that? Wonder Bread. Jesus Christ is our Wonder Bread in life and our everlasting bread of life forever. We have a chance to ask God to unfold His spiritual bread unto us in a deep, meaningful, uplifting way for the 7 days of unleavened bread. God wants us to seek Him, to love Him, and to learn more about Him in these days, and to worship Him, and to cherish God for what He has done for us and will do for us forever. See, God wants us to keep and worship His days when He commands us, so that He can feed us His bread of life. In John 6, 33, "For the bread of God is He that comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world." Verse 34, "Then said they unto Him, Lord, evermore give us this bread." Verse 35, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus Christ feeds His sheep the right ingredients, the bread of life of Himself. Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life, unleavened, wonder bread. This, his bread, his body, his life, his blood, his death, gives life unto the world through his Passover sacrifice. Just a little bit down, John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. I asked a question, how is your days of unleavened bread coming along? Leviticus 23:6, we read, 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. As I eat unleavened bread daily, does Jesus Christ affect me deeply? So I want to become more like Jesus Christ. For 7 days, am I purging out the old leaven, the old sins out of my life and filling my life more with Jesus Christ? In 1 Corinthians 5:7 now, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Do we allow Jesus Christ to penetrate us inside our busy hearts, inside our busy lives, to penetrate our souls, to penetrate inside every fiber of our being with his glory, with his glory? Penetrate means to pass into or through us, to enter, to penetrate by overcoming resistance, to pierce, to gain entrance, penetrate, to see into or through, penetrate, to discover the inner contents. God wants to discover our inner contents of our hearts and our minds, does he not? To see how we live. Do we live unto God in our lives? Do we listen to God? Do we obey only God? Penetrate, to affect profounding with feeling, to affect deeply the senses or feelings. And 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. With God's help, we need to purge out the old leaven, the old sins, that we may become a new lump. We are made righteous with Jesus Christ to God the Father when we repent, when we have our sins forgiven, when we are baptized and have hands laid on us and we receive God's Holy Spirit. Then, when we yield and submit our lives unto God, our Lord, turning and changing and obeying his truths, in all sincerity and truth, loving God, worshiping, obeying God, walking with God, in all of his truth as found in the Holy Bible, we get to know God better. Do we? Are we allowing our Lord, our Savior, our bread of life to penetrate our minds, our hearts, our lives as we eat unleavened bread, his body daily? Pictured in the days of unleavened bread for these 7 days. Daily eating unleavened bread, morning and lunch and dinner, so we can be deeply connected and affected and used by our God, changed into his image. His image. Do we put Christ in us, in our lives now? And do we fill up, like at a gas station? Do we fill up and become spiritually enriched in Christ in our thinking, our actions, and our attitudes, so they reflect closely with what God is, perfect, glorious? Are we allowing Jesus Christ, the bread of life, prime time, here in the midst of the 7 days of unleavened bread? Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life in John 6:35. Am I allowing Jesus Christ, the bread of life, prime time? As we think on Jesus Christ, as we meditate on God's holiness, ingesting Jesus Christ's body into our lives with each piece of unleavened bread, do we see where God is leading us to become more holy like God? Do we see that and feel that and experience God in such a powerful way? Do we allow God to pierce us deeply? Do I allow God to gain access, to gain entrance into my busy life, to show God how much we love Him? Asking God to show us what we need to change in our lives to be holy with Him unto God. Leviticus 20, verses 7 and 8 says, "Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be you holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies you." 1 Corinthians 5:8. "Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Paul said, therefore, let us keep the feast. Let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You see, the world does not get this. That we are to be holy, that we are to be living in God's truth, as God is holy in all of our actions and thoughts. We are to walk and live, obeying God, feeding our minds and filling our minds with Jesus Christ, the bread of life, forever. This is central to our Christian foundation. Jesus Christ must be our focus in life, our main focus in life. See, Jesus Christ died for our sins, didn't He? Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. Jesus the Christ is our bread of life. Jesus Christ came down from heaven to show us how to be unleavened bread with Him, our wonder bread for eternal life. Jesus Christ walked and lived a sinless life for us here on earth, showing us how to unleaven our lives through Him to be holy. Eating plain unleavened bread, matzos for me, morning and lunch and dinner, helps give us a chance to slow down in life and to think about and fully ingest our bread of life for 7 days so that we can learn to think and live in life holy unto God. Through our Savior's powerful examples found in the Bible, His living life examples in the Bible, how to be holy. We are to be holy, to act holy with our minds, with our actions of words and deeds, with sincerity and truth, with all faith and courage in God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ has already showed us. He's already showed us that it is possible, no matter what happens in life. No matter what life happens to throw our way, we can faithfully stand firm, knowing and believing on Jesus Christ our Lord. Through it all, for His glory to the Father, through Jesus Christ, our bread of life. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, "And when He had given thanks, He broke it," talking about the bread, "and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Jesus Christ stood there in silence while being spit on, slapped and beaten repeatedly, and scourged and whipped, then dragging His cross through the streets, then having nails and spikes of some sort slammed into His feet and His arms as He was hung to be crucified. Matthew 20:19, I'll reference, "And shall deliver Him to the Gentiles to mock Him, to scourge and to crucify Him, and a third day He shall rise again." Mark 15:19, "And they smote Him on the head with a reed and did spit upon Him, bowing their knees, worshipped Him." They mocked Jesus Christ. They spit on Him. They beat Him and crucified our Lord, our bread of life, which is broke for you, for us. and 1 Corinthians 11:24 we've just read. In Mark 14, verse 65, and some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say unto him, prophesize. And his servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. Matthew 27, verse 30, and they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. Eating unleavened bread gives us a chance to deeply review and reflect what Jesus Christ has done with his body for us. 1 Corinthians 11:24, we just read, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Also, eating unleavened bread gives us a chance to deeply review and reflect on God's commands for us in life and how God wants us to live and act as a Christian, even as Christ walked here on this earth. Do we allow God to penetrate our lives? We are to eat from the bread of life, as we have seen in John chapter 6 and 1 Corinthians 11. This helps us to believe deeply as we daily put more of Jesus Christ, his life, his teachings, his words, his eternal life into our minds, into action in our lives while eating unleavened bread daily now. See, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a special time with our bread of life, our Savior, a time to put on, to focus on Jesus Christ, the true bread of life in all of our lives, in Galatians 2:20. 1 Corinthians 5:8, Paul says, therefore, let us keep the feast. Paul, having been instructed by Jesus Christ. Something very important to God. Paul says, let us keep the feast. Practicing God's holy days, keeping God's holy days alive in our lives. God's first month of the year, the month of Abib, starts with Passover and foot washing. Pictured humility and servant attitudes of serving another human being, partaking of the bread and wine, eating and drinking his blood and body of the new covenant. Follows right into the 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, practicing, building, developing, putting more of Jesus Christ's special spiritual DNA into all of our lives, putting in more and more of God's goodness every holy day. Every Feast of Unleavened Bread, one piece of unleavened bread at a time, reflecting, praying, meditating into Christ, our bread of life, way of life, till he comes. John 6:35, we just read earlier, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. Let us rejoice, brethren. Let us keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread with Jesus Christ our Lord in a newness of life, following, obeying, allowing God to penetrate deeply inside our whole beings, becoming more like Jesus Christ every year as we eat his unleavened bread.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.